entrepreneurs of color have been less likely to get the funds they need to grow their businesses than white entrepreneurs, and this capital gap has likely gotten worse during the pandemic. That is the finding of a new report out today from the research group Boston Indicators. The report found entrepreneurs of color in Massachusetts already had unmet financial needs of roughly $500 million a year before COVID. WBUR's Aninjor and Wameka followed one entrepreneur who faced challenges accessing capital.
A worker whips a vacuum cleaner around a corner inside a small office at Copley Place.
We do janitorial, landscaping, snow removal.
Anthony Samuels is the founder and CEO of DRB Facility Services. That DRB used to stand for Done Right Business Services. His company is all about keeping things clean, and he's been at it for 27 years. DRB provides janitorial services at Copley Place, as well as Blue Cross Blue Shield, Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare, Tufts, and Northeastern. These are big, lucrative contracts for sure. DRB brings in $20 million a year in revenue and is one of the largest companies in the state that's owned by a person of color. But Samuels wasn't always in this position. He says it's been a slow climb.
I mean, 27 years is a long time. So if you look at it, I'm at 20 million in 27 years. I know companies that don't look like me that had tons of money, and they are doing hundreds of millions of dollars right now, and they have not even been in business for over 7-8 years.
Samuel says early on, it was a struggle to get the money he needed to grow his business. He even went through a few banks over the years.
Fleet Bank, Citizens Bank, Sovereign Bank, Eastern Bank.
He got some small bank loans, but it wasn't quite enough to take him to the next level. He says he even had to drop bids on some jobs.
I could have taken on larger contracts if I had more capital.
This lack of capital or unmet need hits entrepreneurs of color hard. They're less likely than white entrepreneurs to get financing, even when controlling for risk. That's according to a new report from the Boston Indicators, the research arm of the Boston Foundation. The report finds just over half of all entrepreneurs don't get all the financing they apply for, but roughly three quarters of entrepreneurs of color don't get the financing they need. That translates to $574 million a year that entrepreneurs of color in Massachusetts need but can't get. Boston Indicators research manager Trevor Maddows says this results in low business ownership among Black and Latino communities, even though they start as many companies per capita as other groups.
It's not a lack of innovation. It's not a lack of folks, you know, having a great idea and wanting to run with it. It's a matter of who's able to survive in the market and have access to the necessary resources to make their businesses work.
Business owner Anthony Samuels says he didn't have many resources early on. He didn't have a lot of equity in his home or collateral to leverage. The report notes systemic barriers have prevented people of color from building wealth through home ownership. This racial wealth gap is a key reason for the disparities in getting capital. Another key reason is racial discrimination. It's something Samuel says he's felt at times.
It's one of those things that you know it's there. No one's going to tell you that I chose this other company because I was more comfortable with them than going with you.
The Boston Indicators report also finds that entrepreneurs of color receive less favorable treatment from loan officers, who are often less helpful and ask them more invasive questions. Samuels eventually found a banker who gave him a $1 million line of credit. That was a big turning point and helped him grow.
In Boston, it's not as easy for a minority-owned company to be successful, and that's well stated now. When you look at the statistics, you could see that there are not many companies that look like mine that are doing well.
And the capital gap has likely been made worse by the pandemic. The Boston Indicators report highlights polls that found businesses owned by people of color were less likely to receive the PPP funds they applied for. Again, Trevor Maddows of the Boston Indicators.
the need well before the pandemic struck was just so high. And I think it'll take more than just trying to, say, stop the bleeding in the context of the crisis. It's going to take a really significant investment to close these gaps in access to capital.
The report recommends several possible solutions to do just that, including creating new funds, setting up targeted grant programs, as well as the creation of a public bank to reach more people usually shut out of traditional financial systems. Nia Evans is executive director of the Boston Ujima Project, which invests in entrepreneurs of color. Her organization has pushed for a public bank. She says it's important to find alternative ways to invest in diverse entrepreneurs.
Let's get the resources that our businesses need into their hands, and let's do so with trust, and let's see what happens.
Many people are waiting to see how racial disparities in lending are addressed. Some see it as a huge opportunity to reshape policies, especially since the state and federal governments have allocated unprecedented amounts of aid to businesses during the pandemic. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Zininjor Enwemeka.